were standing in the wake of devastation. When you were waiting on the edge of the unknown. And with the cataclysm raining down, insides crying, save me now. You were there impossibly alone.
I was listening to all of my Linkin Park songs today because of the passing of Chester Bennington, who committed suicide, lead singer of Linkin Park. Linkin Park, one of my favorite bands. I just seen them over in Germany. And a different opening for tonight's show. Hang with me. there is a tech show coming, and I will do the typical intro, and I got some great tech stories for tonight. But I'm taking advantage of my public position. It's not that great public, but I'm taking advantage of this to stress the suicide prevention lifeline.org. This is a site and a phone number that's going to be prominent in the show notes for the first link for tonight. And we can never put, we don't know why people do things. It's impossible. You could never know why someone commits suicide. There might be some indicators, but you can't see it. Wealth, poverty, it hits all areas. It's a mental health problem. It's a mental health crisis in this country. If one person takes this phone number, if you share this phone number and one person calls and does not commit suicide because they're reaching out and talk to someone, then it's worth it. And the phone number is 800-273-8255, which is 1-800-273-TALK. You need to talk to someone. You have to reach out. If you do see triggers, let's try to guide someone. Put your arm around someone. Talk to them. Be kind to people. You don't know what's going through someone's head. Someone can look like they have everything together and a perfect life, and then look what happens. We've seen so much tragic suicides that there are places, there are resources, there are people that you can talk to. And we need to do it just like we want to stop people from getting ransomware. We want to stop malware, and we want to spread the word for people not answering and responding to the fake Microsoft call. We talk about that. We Facebook it. We tweet it. We educate everybody we come in contact with. Let's pick this topic, mental health, and let's educate. And let's try to see if we can prevent someone else from doing this, because it's so tragic. What a complete waste. And there's so many people like Chester out there that they feel hopeless. Do they feel that there's nobody to talk to? You just don't know. Everybody's got different reasons. You got depression. You got maybe there's medical issues that someone doesn't want to deal with. Mental health in this country, we have to support it. We got to make sure that there's coverage in benefits, so we don't have mentally ill people picking up a gun and going into a public place and shooting people. This is a crisis in this country, just like alcoholism, drug abuse, drug addiction, not abuse, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. They are diseases, and mental health is so important. And many people don't realize how many people impact and how many lives. I'm going to make a movie reference, like It's a Wonderful Life. You know, you don't know the lives you touch and the impact you have on so many people. You can't think of it. And you have to talk to someone to try to understand. And it's going to be a process. This isn't something that's going to be solved by picking up one and dialing one phone number. It's not going to be solved that way. It's going to be solved by a process of talking and opening up, maybe therapy, maybe group therapy works for some people. You have to try to see if anybody is on the edge like this and reach out to them and offer a hand and offer the, not just a hand, but guide them to the phone number for suicide prevention, just to start talking. Oh, they could say, I'm not thinking of killing myself. I'm not going to. 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. Tweet it. Facebook it. Let's make this go viral on social media. Let's get the word out that there are people out there that can help, that you are not alone, and suicide is not the answer. There's other ways of dealing with all the issues that you have, whether you have family around or not, whether it's medical or not. There's suicide's not the answer, and the impact and the toll that it takes on so many people around you that probably don't even realize. Chester probably has no idea. And here he was a father of six children he's left behind. How can things be that bad? See, we can't put ourselves inside his head and know. And of all days, this is the birthday of Chris Cornell, who committed suicide. This is tragic. And I wanted to take a few minutes and I thank you for listening and giving me the time to get this off my chest and so to speak and get it out there, because this is it's a really a tragic day and a tragic day in music, and it's really a shame, and it didn't have to happen. So with that, let's try to do a show. And I have some special Linkin Park music for the end of the show. I started out with the song Iridescent. And boy, I wish Chester had read the lyrics to that song that he wrote. It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 624. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. We'll talk about Instant House Call in a minute, because that's a big part of some of my tech stories for tonight. But Instant House Call and Tech Site Builder is bringing you the 2017 DC Unconvention. You can get all the details and meet the presenters at www.unconvention.io. It's September 16th and 17th. You can purchase your tickets right now and get a discount of $40 by using the code MTS. Save your money. There are still limited tickets available. You can purchase them and join us at the Unconvention, where you get to network with like-minded tech individuals. We hang out for the weekend. You're going to meet other podcasters. We got great speakers, great lineup, a tremendous schedule that you will help your business by attending this. There's no question that the fees that you put out, the value is there. You will get that back tenfold by attending this Unconvention because of the contacts you're going to make. It's sponsored by Malwarebytes Tech Bench. It's an all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure Windows PCs. Come join us. Meet Malwarebytes at the Unconvention. Tonight's show, simple. And we started out talking about mental health in the very beginning. But for the tech portion for tonight, I have stories from the trenches. That's it. Stories from the trenches. And you are going to, I think, really get something out of it. Let's begin by Friday. All of my stories take place over the weekend. Friday, I was sitting here and doing a production upgrade remotely. And let me tell you, God bless Instant House Call, because I'm going to tell you why. So I have to upgrade IQMS, the ERP system that I maintain for one of my biggest clients. And we did training, and training was great, but production, they have like a half day on Friday, so no one's in the database. I do a backup, and then I do the upgrade. And I find out when the upgrade goes in a couple hours, beautiful, no errors, everything's great. It went just as well as it did in training the week before on the training database. But something that I was really disappointed in the instructions for this upgrade, it was a roll-up of hot fixes for known issues for the version we're using. So this is should be simpler than a major database upgrade. Well, you still have to touch every single client and do an update of the files. You have to go into this program called IQ Status, and you have to just click Apply Updates, and it goes to the master home directory on the server, and it updates a whole lot of files. Matter of fact, there's 20 files that has to be updated. Well, that means I got to touch 30 workstations, and there's hardly anybody there because they had a half day Friday. So I got to get this all done before Monday morning, and I really don't want to drive all the way down there. So the sales manager, who doesn't live too far, I get a hold of him because he's still on site. I noticed there's 20 computers online in unattended mode for Instant House Call, but there's another 10 that are not on that I got to touch. I asked the sales manager, I said, I know the 10 systems that I need turned on. Can you go around and turn them on for me? Then come back, give me a call on my cell to let me know that I can see them. It took him about 15, 20 minutes. He went around. I'm logging in to like three systems at once with Instant House Call and remoting in and running that program and updating the files. He gets back, calls me, says, Mike, can you see them? I said, thank you. I can see them all. I was able to touch all 30 systems, perform the workstation file upgrade that was needed, and did not have to leave my house. And that's because of remote access, unattended mode, Instant House Call. And you can try it free for 15 days by going to instanthousecall.com. Click on the link, download it. Remember to use the code MikeTechShow. That lets Instant House Call know that you heard it here on the Mike Tech Show. You can also use the link on my website on the left-hand side. Instant House Call saved me the wear and tear of driving down and going in. It saved the company money, and I let them know that. And they loved it that I was able to do all of that completely remote. Any retainer client that there is a workstation or server on site, I have instant house call unattended mode. So let's talk about later that day on Friday. Some QuickBooks tips. I get a panic call that QuickBooks is not working for two systems for a client. I remote into the server and I noticed the QuickBooks database service would not start. Now, QuickBooks, when you have multi-user mode, you have to have the QuickBooks database manager service running. That's sort of the QuickBooks traffic cop that is located on the system where the data is stored. So this is a full-blown server. I have instant house call on it. I remote in, and I notice I can't start the service. And I'm like, ha, I know what's going on here because I ran into this before and talked about it a while ago on a previous show. You have to temporarily stop the DNS service. So I go to the DNS server service. I stop it. I then start the QuickBooks service. It starts. Then I go up and start the DNS server service. Then I go to the database manager for QuickBooks and I start a new scan. First, I make sure it's running. And then I do a scan of the directory where the QuickBooks files are located. I'm literally still on the phone with my client. I said, go try to log in. They were able to log in. Both of them. And they went to multi-user mode. Second QuickBooks tip. Multi-user mode again. And this was the real estate agent where I had did the upgrade because of Windows 10. And we had to go to QuickBooks 2017 a couple weeks ago. Well, now we got two users, and they do have a two-user mode or version of QuickBooks that we purchased, the desktop version 2017. Both users could not get into the same database, and again, the peer server QuickBooks service locked up. I walked someone through. I said, we need to restart the server. It's a peer server. It's Windows 7. They restarted it. I logged in. I made sure that service was starting. Boom. Solved another QuickBooks problem. So since with this happening, I'm sure you're seeing it, or if someone can't go to multi-user mode, that's where you click file and you try to go to multi-user mode when you have multi-user version. If it won't work, the answer is back where that database manager service for QuickBooks is running on the system that is hosting the shared QuickBooks data. I'm sure that's the culprit. And that's the first place you should go. And that solved problems. So Saturday is our big update of some workstations for a law firm. Now, there's only five workstations because we've already done three. So there's only five left, and we're going to do two at a time. But this day, on Saturday, we're doing a third, and this is the third one. We're not updating the system. We're just putting Windows 10 Pro. So here's my tips and my process for taking a system that's currently Windows 7 with an older computer. They're getting new Optiplexes that have solid-state drives in them, so they're going to be significantly faster. They're already set up with Windows 10 Pro, and they already got their Office 2010 license that they own, but they are not announced to the domain. This is a company, a law firm, that has a real server running the SQL Anywhere with the Needles database. So we can't do that until we're on site. I bring multiple SATA to USB docks. They're inexpensive. I'll have the link to Amazon where you can buy it. I bring an extra 500 gig Samsung SSD. My client has a 500 gig, but he's got Windows 7. I pull that out. We put the new SSD in, install Windows 10 from scratch, and then put Office. And now I attach his existing SSD to a simple USB 3 SATA to USB cable. And you don't even need power. It can power off the USB port. And then the program that saves the day, Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro. This was tremendous because all the systems, what we did, we took the old system, took the mechanical drive out, put the new system in place, popped the drive in the dock, and then ran Fabs Transfer to transfer all the data. We had 3 transfers all going at the same time. It was beautiful. It worked perfectly. Couple tips that will go a long way in helping. Make sure you have all of the software that you need that of the system you're changing out. So we had to do a quick recon. One of the things I made sure was what other data files do they have in their Outlook profile, which browsers their default, which passwords. Very important. Even though I had them all written down, I ran SIW, put the technician's license, clicked passwords, and then did snippets because you can't export or save the passwords, but especially the mail, and especially the one attorney where we were also hooking up dual monitors for him, the one that was getting the Windows 10 upgrade. So we have 2 22-inch Dell LCD monitors, a nice multi-monitor stand, and we're hooking this all up, and then did the Windows 10 upgrade. But he had 4 email accounts that he was using, and I didn't know the passwords for some of them, but SIW revealed the passwords. I took a snippet of that, saved it as a JPEG so I would have it later, because after you're done transferring with Fabs, when you go to launch Outlook, it'll prompt you for the passwords. But I got a couple tips there with Outlook. Make sure before you do anything, when you're doing a transfer from an external drive to the new drive, when it's done, I want you to do nothing but reboot. I want you to unplug the external drive, then reboot the computer. Because now, if you had mapped network drives and maybe certain things relied on those network drives, they will now attach. Reboot. And before you launch Outlook, I strongly recommend you go to Control Panel, Mail, and the minute you open the profile, it's going to start asking you for the password. So he had an Exchange password for a hosted Exchange for ShareWeb. He had multiple Gmail passwords. I was able to enter all of them before I launched Outlook for the first time on that setup. Something else I recommend, and we learned this the hard way on Monday, make sure you copy the normal .dot file for Word, because there were defaults that for us are easy to set, but for one of the administrative assistants, she panicked and emergency phone call Monday morning. My Word doesn't look the same. She was all panicked, and my son, Mike Jr., he remoted in, he fixed it all for her, but the normal dot dot was sitting on another drive. Now, what we did, we left the mechanical drives there with labels on whose they were, and we left one of the docs back in the server room. So if we had to, we could walk someone through reconnecting that drive externally and then use Instant House Call to remote in and be able to fix it and be able to make it work. at copy whatever, didn't copy. But Fabs was just awesome. I can't speak any higher praises. It worked perfectly for these three systems, and we got two more to do. Now, we're skipping a weekend. We're not doing it this weekend, but we're scheduled, just because of different events and things happening, we're scheduled the following Saturday to go back into Center City, Philadelphia, and do the two more systems. And we got it down pat. We will have our two docs. As a matter of fact, this time, since I have instant house call on both of them, I'm going to remote in, run the SIW, take snapshots of the passwords, any other little settings that we might want, copy them up to the server, and I can have all that done. So the minute we walk in, we can shut down the systems, take out the mechanical drives while we're installing the new systems, hook them up externally, run FABs, transfer from external to the new systems, bang, we're going to be done in a couple hours. That's the way it should be. Have a process. We're going to be talking about another project coming up where we're picking up the server this week. The server's scheduled to be changed out. They have Small Business Server 2003, and I'm going to be migrating them to a brand new Dell server. This is a doctor's office. They have specific software and software needs and SQL databases that have to be put on this. We're going to stage the server here in my home office. Going to be talking about migrating profiles in the cleanest way we possibly can. That's going to be important, which I'm going to focus on that over the next couple of weeks in testing and getting the perfect method of migrating profiles. So I'm putting that out there, and I know there's some profile managers and some links that I've gotten in the past, but send me your best method of migrating a profile that's on a domain controller that's going on to a new domain controller from scratch, and I want to make this as easy as possible for all the workstations. That would be nice. So that's going to be the biggest challenge. Copying the data over and installing the hearing software that's needed, piece of cake. It's the profiles. So, let's see. What else? I think I covered everything that I wanted to cover tonight. So, how about I pick this song from Linkin Park from my library. It's a live version that you may not have heard of from 2008. Give a listen to this, and then I'll be back to wrap up.
To have some to. This is my December. These are my snow-covered trees. This is me pretending. This is all I need. I
just wish that I didn't feel like there was something I missed.
That was Linkin Park, My December, live from 2008. I will have links to their great music from Amazon.com. It's a very sad day in the music industry with the passing of Chester Bennington. And very, very sad. Rest in peace, Chester. Tonight's show brought to you by Malwarebytes Tech Bench, Instant House Call, and Tech Site Builder. You heard me talk about Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro. It's incredible. Just phenomenal. Also, the Computer Business Kit. I'll have version 3. I'll have the links in the show notes. But most important, my Amazon link. If you buy anything from Amazon or know anybody that purchases from Amazon, please use my link. Amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. I really appreciate it. Don't forget, get your tickets. Unconvention 2017, September 16th and 17th at www.unconvention.io. Use the promo code MTS for $40 off. That's it. I will see everybody next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.